The EinsteinBots Platform API is a new REST API that allows you to interact with your EinsteinBots from any client. We've also created an open-source Java SDK and channel connector to give you the tools you need to easily integrate EinsteinBots into any of your conversational channels on top of the existing digital engagement channels that are supported by Service Cloud. In the previous post, we showed how to use a basic bot client with a Java SDK to connect your channel to the EinsteinBot. In this post, we will look at the SDK's session managed client and its features. You'll learn how to simplify your implementation by automatically managing sessions for your conversation channel. Additionally, you'll learn how to use the included cache or provide a custom cache implementation with the session managed client. Recap of the basic bot client. Before looking at a session managed client, let's do a quick recap. Here are the high-level steps to using the basic bot client. You can find code examples in our previous post. 1. Create a basic chatbot client. 2. Call the start chat session method to start a session using your external session id. 3. Retrieve runtime session id from the bot's response. 4. Call the send message method using runtime session id to send a message to the active session. 5. Call the end chat session method to end the session when the conversation ends. Here's the basic chatbot client interface for your reference. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When should a new session start? The challenge is that you must know when you have to start a new session versus send a message to an existing session and call methods start chat session and send message appropriately. In some cases, the channel doesn't have clear boundaries between sessions to be able to tell when a new conversation session begins. For example, let's say a bot is listening on a Slack channel and a user posts a message. You must start a new session when the user posts a message for the first time, or after a long time, based on session timeout. Alternatively, if the user is already in active conversation, you can just send a message to the existing session. To send a message to the existing session, you have to track the active sessions of users along with runtime session id. The good news is that the session managed client already provides this functionality, so you don't have to implement it. Introducing the session managed client. Let's first look at the session managed chatbot client interface to see the difference between it and the basic chatbot client noted above. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Notice two differences from the basic chatbot client interface. There's no start chat session method, but only send message. The methods accept only external session id as parameter. The benefit of using a session managed client is that you don't have to call the start chat session method explicitly, and you don't have to know about runtime session id. The session managed client will take care of the entire session management for you, and your application code can remain stateless. All the heavy lifting of maintaining the mapping between external session id and runtime session id, along with determining when to start a new session, is taken care of by the session managed client. Using a session managed client. Enough theory, let's write some code for using the session managed client. In this section, you'll learn how to implement a full conversation lifecycle, such as initiating a chat session, sending a message to the current session, and ending a chat session. 1. Add a POM dependency. Find the latest EinsteinBot SDK Java version from Maven Central and add this dependency to your POM.xml. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Create a session managed client. The session managed chatbot client uses JWT Bearer Flow for OAuth, and it adds session management capabilities on top of the basic chatbot client. The next step is to pass off mechanism and basic chatbot client as parameters for session managed chatbot client. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We'll discuss the cache parameter later in this post. 3. Create a request config. Create a request config with your bot id, org id, and force config endpoint. To find these values, refer to the EinsteinBots API developer guide. Typically, you want to create a config one time per bot in your org and reuse it for every request. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 4. Send a message. First, create an external session id to uniquely identify a session in your channel. For example, it could be user id for Slack or Twitter thread for Twitter. Then, create a bot send message request and call the send message method to send. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. The bot response object is the same as with the basic chatbot client, so you can retrieve the bot's response in the same way as described in the previous blog post. 5. End the bot session. The code is the same as with the basic chatbot client except that you pass an external session id instead of the bot's internal session ID. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. How the session managed client tracks sessions. You've now learned to use the session managed client provided by the SDK, but session tracking logic will depend on your channel, and you might need to customize it for your use case. So, it's useful to understand how the session managed client works. The session managed client tracks sessions based on a combination of external session id, bot id, and org id. If the client sends a message request with a new combination of those IDs, it automatically calls start chat session to start the chat session. It retrieves the runtime session id from start chat session and adds mapping between active sessions and runtime session id in a cache. If the combination of external session id, bot id, and org id already exists in cache, it will send message to the existing session using the cached runtime session id value. The cache can now be customized for your needs. Customizing the cache used by the session managed client. You are almost done. In this last section, you will learn how to customize the cache for your needs because the cache is an important layer that is specific to your application architecture. Choosing a cache library. We have included in-memory cache and Redis cache out of the box. In-memory cache helps you easily run in a development environment. It isn't recommended for use in a production org. You can use Redis cache to easily deploy and run it in a cloud infrastructure. If you can't use Redis, you can provide your own cache implementation. Providing your own cache implementation. If you want to use any other distributed cache service, for example, Memcached, we've provided a cache abstraction. You can implement this cache interface according to your cache system and pass it to cache method of the session managed client builder. Summary. To recap, you have learned how to simplify your Einstein bots integration using the session managed client and how to customize it for your needs. This saves you time because the session managed client simplifies connecting to Einstein bots by automatically managing sessions. You don't need to explicitly start a session or track runtime session IDs. You can use the provided Redis cache or provide your own cache implementation for tracking sessions. To learn more, refer to Einstein Bot SDK User Guide. About the author. Rajasekhar Alongo is a principal software engineer at Salesforce working on the Einstein Bots platform. You can follow him on LinkedIn or Twitter.